感谢神给我们有机会在这里一起来敬拜他。
We thank the Lord give me the opportunity to worship with you together.
也感谢神给我有机会在这里跟大家分享神的话语。
Also thank God give me the opportunity to share with you God's words.
基督徒，我们的生命的当中有三个很重要的品德。
There are three very important virtues in a Christian's life.
信、望、爱。
So is the faith, the hope, and the love.
圣经讲到其中最大的是爱。
The Bible says the greatest is love.
但是爱不是最基本的那一个。
But love is not the most fundamental one.
比爱更加基本的是盼望。
Hope is more fundamental than love.
在这个世界上，很多人他不觉得神爱他，他也不觉得人爱他。
Many people in this world does not feel people love him, does not feel God loves him.
但是他们还继续活下去了。
But they continue to live.
但是如果一个人他真正的没有盼望的话，
But if a person truly have no hope,
他一天也活不下去。
He cannot live even one day.
但是比盼望更基本的是信。
But even more fundamental than hope is faith.
在希伯来书第十一章那里说，
In chapter 11 of the Hebrews,
信是所望之事的实底。
So faith is the substance of what we hope for.
所以就是信心是盼望的根基。
That's why faith is foundation of a hope.
我们叫做信徒，我们不是望徒，也不是叫做爱徒。
So we are believers, where not the lovers or the hopers.
在希伯来书那里说，就是我们的信仰的人生其实就是一个信心的人生。
So in Hebrews, he tells us our life of faith is a faith life.
我们在这个信仰的这个赛跑的当中出现问题的时候，往往是因为我们的信心出现了问题。
So in the race of faith, when we run into trouble, often it's related to our faith.
信心出现问题的意思呢，就是我们信心的对象出现了问题。
So the meaning of when we have trouble with faith is we have the wrong things we're faced in.
我们信心的对象不是神。
So we are not put our faith in God.
我们信心的对象是这个世界的人事物。
So we put our faith on the people and the things of this world.
我们所追求的可能是一个幸福的家庭。
What we are seeking for may be a happy family.
可能是健康的身体。
Maybe a healthy body.
可能是听话的儿女。
Or maybe the obedient children.
或者是一个成功的事业。
Or a successful career.
我们要留意，世上没有信主的人，他们也是追求这些东西。
We should know that those who are unbelievers in this world, they also seeking those things.
但是分别就是，基督徒他们用圣经的方法，用人成为他们的帮助，来达到这个世界上的这些目的。
So, but the difference for believers, for Christians who reach those things using the method and help from the Bible.
世界上的人用世界的方法达到同一个目的。
So the worldly people use the world ways to reach the same goals.
这个就是我们信心这个信仰的旅程上其中一个最大的危机。
So this is the one of the critical crisis in our faith.
意思就是说，当这个世界上当这个信仰不再可以给我们有任何的好处的时候，我们还会不会继续的来奔跑这个信仰的人生呢？
So in other words, when faith stops giving us any benefit, are we continue to travel on this faith journey?
希伯来书当时的读者他们所面对的问题就是这个问题。
So the recipients of the readers of the Hebrew in those days, they have this kind of problem.
当这个信仰已经不可以带给你任何世上的好处的时候，甚至你因为要信耶稣而遭到逼迫的时候，
when your faith is not bringing any worldly benefit in addition, when you are being persecuted because of Jesus,
那你会不会还继续的来聚会？会不会还继续的来信耶稣呢？
Will you continue to worship? Will you continue to come to believe in Christ?
希伯来书的作者就是要写这本书来鼓励当时的信徒，因为他们当时是遭到很大的逼迫。
The author of Hebrew is the purpose is to write to those people at that time while they are facing persecutions.
他们很多人已经不想再来聚会了。
Many of them does not want to continue to worship.
所以在第十章24-25节那里，就是跟他们说你们不可停止聚会。
That's why in chapter 10 verse 24-25 say you shall not stop meetings.
要彼此的勉励。
You should encourage each other.
激发爱心。
To stir up their love.
然后他警告当时的那些的信徒，
Then he warned those believers in those days,
你不要回去你原来的那一种的世界。
Don't go back to the original world.
他们当时很多人，他们很想回到以前的犹太教里面。
Many of them wanted to go back to Judaism.
因为在犹太教里面是受到罗马政府的保护，不会受到逼迫。
Because they were protected by the Roman government in Judaism.
所以作者就是跟他们说，你们不要回去，因为耶稣超越这一切。
So the author told them, "Don't go back, because Jesus surpassing is all."
耶稣超越旧约一切的先知。
Jesus is surpassing all the prophets of the Old Testament.
他超越摩西。
He surpasses Moses.
他超越亚伦。
He's greater than Aaron.
他超越约书亚。
He also is greater than Joshua.
他所带来的新约超越旧约。
The New Testament brought by Jesus is much greater than the Old Testament.
他是一个更美的一个祭司。
He's a more beautiful priest.
所以作者就是在这里鼓励我们信徒怎么样继续的来奔跑这一个的天路。
That's how the author teach us how to continue on our heavenly journey.
我们很信的主的人，当初信主的时候都是很起劲的。
So many of us, when we first believed, we were very diligent.
我们很兴奋，我们很有喜乐。
We are very excited and we are full of joy.
但是信主过了一些年日之后，
But after a few years,
当人的年纪大了一点，
When we get older,
生活的压力多了一点，
When the pressure from life mounted,
挑战各种各样的挑战压逼我们的时候，
So when we're pressured by all kinds of challenges,
很多信徒就开始觉得好像疲倦了。
So many believers become tired and weary.
他们由跑这一个的天路变成只是走路。
They turn from running the race and just walk the race.
从走路变成是散步。
So from walking, they just walk much slower.
从散步变成是裹足不前，甚至是往后退步。
And then they not only not going forward, they even go backwards.
希伯来书的作者，所以就是在第十一章里面用很多旧约的信心的伟人来鼓励他们。
So the author of the Hebrews used many of the great believers of the Old Testament to encourage them.
然后在第十二章，我们刚才所读的第一到第三节的时候，是作为第十一章的一个总结。
So the first three verses of chapter 12 is the conclusion of chapter 11.
让我们今天借着这一段的经文，求神来挑战我们，也挑望我们对他的信心。
So let us use this passage challenge us and stir up our enthusiasm.
我们从四方面来看这一段的经文。
We're going to look at this passage from four perspectives.
就是我们跑这一个天路的时候的四个不同的角度。
This is the fourth perspective of our heavenly journey.
第一个角度就是我们是环望。
So the first, look around.
这里说我们既有着许多的见证人，如同云彩围绕着我们。
He says that Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses,
在旧约里面，任何的事凭两个、三个的见证人就可以定准。
In the Old Testament, according to two or three witnesses, they can be confirmed.
但是这里不是一两位见证人、两三位见证人，这里在第十一章里面被提名的见证人有十七位。
But here we do not have just one, two, or three witnesses. In the chapter 11, there are a total of 17.
许多的见证人。
Many, many witnesses.
我们将这些见证人他们的见证，我们可以分类。
We can categorize their testimony.
我们可以将他们的信心分为七类。
We can categorize seven groups of their faith.
第一类就是由亚伯为代表的信心。
The first is the faith represented by Abel.
这个是一个敬拜神的信心。
So it's the faith of worship.
亚伯他因着信，他献祭与神，比该隐所献的更美。
Abel by faith made the offering better than Cain.
他敬拜神的时候，他的信心不是摆在这个祭物上，他的信心是摆在这个祭物所代表的神的救恩的上面。
So when he made the offering, he did not put his faith on what he's offering, but he made his faith by offering what representing the God.
我们的信心赛跑是需要由敬拜来开始。
The race our faith should begin with worship.
我们今天在这里敬拜的时候，我们有没有敬拜的信心？
When we are worshiping today here, do we have the worshiping faith?
我们相不相信有两三个人在这里聚集，在主的名之下聚集的时候，神就在我们当中？
Do we believe as long as there are two or three people worshiping in the name of our God, God will be in our midst?
如果我们真正相信神是在我们当中的话，
If we truly believe God is in our midst,
如果我们的敬拜是一点钟开始的话，
If we worship at 1 o'clock,
我们会不会一点零五分才来到？
Do we come at 5 after 1?
我们会不会只是一点钟的时候准时的来到？
Do we only come at 1 o'clock sharp?
或者是我们会早一点的来到，在这里预备我们自己？
Or we come earlier to prepare ourselves.
为我们自己来祷告。
Pray for ourselves.
为我们的讲员来祷告。
Pray for our preacher.
为在座的身边的弟兄姐妹来祷告。
Pray for the brothers and sisters who are here.
为在座当中虽然来在这里敬拜神，但是却没有认识神的人来祷告。
For those who are here worshiping but they still do not know God yet.
敬拜的信心。
That's the worshiping faith.
第二类的信心是由以诺为代表的信心。
The second kind of faith is represented by Enoch.
以诺的信心是一个与神同行的信心。
So Enoch's faith is the walking with God.
以诺一生365岁。
Enoch lived 365 years.
他65岁开始就与神同行。
He started walking with God at age 65.
他与神同行三百年。
He walked with God for 300 years.
后来他不见死就被神接去天上。
Then he was taken by God without being dead.
当时代的人有几百岁是一个很平常的一件事。
It was very common for those days people lived many hundred years.
但是如果按着比例来说，
But according to proportion,
一个365岁的人，他65岁开始与神同行。
If somebody who is 365 years old started walking with God at age 65,
就好像一个今天80岁的人在他14岁的时候就与神同行。
Just like somebody who is 80 years old today but started walking with God at age 14.
或者好像一个70岁的人在他12岁开始就与神同行。
Or if somebody who is 70 years old,Start walking with God at age 12.
意思就是说，他在一个很年轻的时候就已经开始与神同行。
The meaning is, He started walking with God in a very young age.
一个与神同行的人，也是一个侍奉神的人。
A man who walked with God is a man who worshiped God.
一个侍奉神的人，也是一个与神同行的人。
A man who service ministry with God is also who walked with God.
神在一个很年轻的时候就拯救我们，因为他想我们很早的就与他同行。
God has tried to save us when we're very young because He wants us to serve Him very young.
有一次，大布道家穆迪。
One great evangelist, Moody.
他是一个一天不传福音就一天睡不了觉的人。
He's the kind of person who cannot sleep if he doesn't evangelize people that day.
有天晚上，他在芝加哥的街道上又出去来传福音。
One night he went out in the city of Chicago to evangelize.
他回来之后，他的朋友问他今天晚上有多少人信主。
So when he came back, they asked him, how many people believe tonight?
他说有两个半人。
He said two and a half.
他的朋友说是不是有两个大人一个小朋友。
He said, are there two adults and one child?
他说不是。
He said no.
是有两个小朋友一个大人。
Two children.One adult.
因为当一个大人信主之后，他只有下半生来侍奉神，所以他是当作半个人。
Because when an adult become a believer, he only have the second half of his life to serve God. Therefore, he's considered as a half.
但是一个小朋友，当他信主之后，他还有一生的时间来侍奉神，所以他是一个人。
So if a young child who become a believer, he will have His entire life to serve God. That is one life.
我看到在座当中有很多的年轻人。
I see many young people here.
神这么早让我们有机会来认识他。
God led us to get to know Him so early.
不是想我们等到退休之后才开始的认真的侍奉他。
That's not want us to wait a long time before we get to know Him and serve Him.
他不是想等到我们的儿女上了大学之后才开始侍奉他。
He doesn't want our children wait until they finish get into college to serve Him.
他想我们这么早认识他的时候，就可以早一点的开始来侍奉他。
He want us to know Him so early so we can serve Him early.
第三种的信心是以就是挪亚为代表的信心。
So the third kind of faith represented by Noah.
挪亚的信心，他是一个敬畏神的信心。
So Noah is a one who feared God.
那一个时代的人罪恶是很大。
During those days, the people are very wicked.
他们终日所思想的都是罪。
All they have thought of during the day, all day long, is sin.
但是挪亚他敬畏神。
But Noah feared God.
他按照神的吩咐做了一个方舟。
He, according to God's order, he built an ark.
借着这个方舟，一切相信挪亚所传到他的警告的话，可以进入这一个方舟。
So for those who become believers through Noah's evangelism, they can enter the ark.
所以挪亚在当时来说，他的生活跟其他的人很不一样。
So Noah's life was very different from his contemporaries.
他在建造一个在陆地上的方舟。
He was building an ark on land.
我们今天我们所建造的是什么呢？
What are we building today?
我们是建造我们自己的国度，还是建造神的国度呢？
Are we building our personal kingdom, or are we building God's kingdom?
这一个方舟可以代表基督，也可以代表神的国度。
This ark can represent Christ and also represent God's kingdom.
任何一个在基督里面的人，任何一个在神的国里面的人，他们就可以有安全，有保障，不会受到神的审判。
So whoever is in God, they will have the guarantee not to be judged.
我们今天在这个世界上生活的话，我们有没有这一个敬畏神的信心，在这个世上，这个罪恶的世上里面，我们一起的来建立神的国度。
Do we have this worshiping and fear of God, so together in this world that we can build God's kingdom together.
如果是有的话，我们的生活应该是跟世人的生活有很大的分别才对。
If we do, we must have a life that's totally different from the worldly life.
第四种的信心就是亚伯拉罕的信心。
So the fourth kind of faith is that of Abraham.
讲到亚伯拉罕的时候，讲到他几件事情。
There are many things we can talk about Abraham.
讲到他有跟随神的信心，离开他的故乡。
We talk about his faith, obedient to God, left his homeland.
讲到他有在异地里做客旅的信心。
Where he has the faith to be an alien in a strange country.
但是最重要的是讲到他在献以撒这一件事情上，他有完全的信心。
The most important, he has complete faith in his offering as Isaac as a sacrifice.
神要求亚伯拉罕要将他的独生子，他的应许的儿子以撒献为燔祭。
God has asked Abraham to present his only begotten son, that was a promised son, to be offered as burnt offering.
这个不是一个普通的要求。
This is not an ordinary request.
这个要求是跟神的性情是绝对违反的。
This is opposite to God's attributes.
在迦南地里面的人，他们有这一种宗教上的仪式，他们要将自己的儿女献给这个假神。
And the land of Canaan, they have such a ceremony. They offer their children to their false gods.
但是耶和华他不是迦南地的假神。
But Jehovah is not the false god of Canaan.
但是他却要求挪亚，不是，他却要求亚伯拉罕将他的独生子献为燔祭。
But he commanded Abraham to present his only son as a burnt offering.
所以这个不是一个爱心上面的试验。
So this is not a test of your love.
不是就是你愿不愿意将你最好的献给主这一种的试验。
This is not a test whether you are willing to give your best to the Lord.
它不是好像耶稣在约翰福音二十一章问彼得，你爱我比这些更深吗？这一种的试验。
This is not the same test when in the book of John, Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me more than this?"
而且这一个以撒是神对他的应许。
And also Isaac is God's promise to Abraham.
神的应许就是将来从以撒的这一条的线当中，他的后代的当中，你的子孙会好像天上面的星，海边的沙这么多。
This promise is in the future, his descendants come from Isaac shall be as the stars of the sky in multitude and innumerable, like seas of the sea.
如果以撒现在死了之后，神的应许怎么样可以实现呢？
So if Isaac dies today, then how can God's promise be fulfilled?
所以神对亚伯拉罕的这一个要求是绝对违反了神的性情，也绝对跟神之前对亚伯拉罕的应许是有直接的冲突的。
So God's demand of Abraham would be in conflict of his own attributes and also in conflict of his promise to Abraham.
那亚伯拉罕怎么样选择呢？
Now how can Abraham choose?
神的应许一定要实现，但是神的诫命也不可以不听。
God's promise shall be fulfilled, and God's command cannot be disobeyed.
圣经说，因着信，亚伯拉罕将以撒献上。
The Bible says, by faith Abraham presented, offered Isaac.
在亚伯拉罕的信心的上面，他可以看到，如果神的诫命一定要听，而神的应许也一定会实现的话，唯一的可能就是我当将以撒献上之后，神会叫他从死里复活。
So in Abraham's faith, if that God's promise has to be fulfilled, if God's command has to be obeyed, then after he presented Isaac, after Isaac died, he will resurrect from death.
所以在罗马书那里所说的就是亚伯拉罕所信的神是一个从无到有的神，死人复活的神。
So that in, from the book of Hebrews, that the faith that Abraham had, that his God is the God who can create things from nothing, who can create things, life from death.
In the book of Romans.
So from book of the Romans.
从无到有就是讲到这个以生以撒的事情。
So the, to have from nothing is the birth of Isaac.
从死里复活就是讲到他献以撒的事情。
So to resurrect from death is what he's offering of Abraham's offering of Isaac.
所以在那一个的时代，那一个文化还没有复活观念的时候，亚伯拉罕因着信已经可以看到神可以让到死人复活。
During those days, the concept of resurrection was not even existed, and yet, by faith, Abraham knows God can resurrect that.
第五类的信心就是以以撒、雅各、雅各、约瑟所不代表的信心。
So the fifth kind of faith represented by Jacob, Joseph, and Esau.
讲到他们这三个的时候，都是讲到他们年老年终时候的情况。
So when we talk about these three, they talk about the, during their old age.
所以这里所代表的一个信心是一个至死忠心的信心。
So this is the faith that you will be loyal until you die.
他们不是年轻的时候对神很有信心，但是对神的信心越来越脆弱。
They are not the kind of people who had a great faith when they were young, but then they gradually fade away.
他们在临死之前，在病床上还有很强的信心。
They still have a strong faith as they close to die and in their deathbed.
雅各在床头上敬拜神。
And Jacob worshipped God in bed.
约瑟临终的时候，特别吩咐要将他的尸体送回到迦南地。
So Joseph, right before he died, he ordered them to take off his bones back to Canaan.
那个就是神应许给亚伯拉罕的地方。
That is the place God promised to Abraham.
第六类的信心是以摩西为代表的信心。
The sixth kind of faith is represented by Moses.
那个是一个得救的信心。
It's the saving faith.
摩西带领以色列人出埃及，这一个是在历史上发生的事，在神学上是代表信徒他们从世界上中当中被拯救出来。
So Moses led Israelites out of Egypt. This is happened in history. But in the Bible, this represents that God saved the sinners out of this world.
第七种的信心是讲到在约书亚时代他们进攻耶利哥时候的情况，还有讲到提到妓女拉合的事情。
The seventh kind of faith is the one represented by Joshua when they entered Canaan, when they conquered Jericho and also prostituted Rahab.
这个是一个得胜的信心。
This is victorious faith.
每一个真正的基督徒都是有得救的。
Every Christian has victorious faith.
每一个基督徒他们都是得救的。
Every Christian is saved.
但是不是每一个基督徒都是得胜的。
But not every Christian is victorious.
得救是白白的。
So to be saved is free.
但是得胜是需要付代价的。
But to be victorious, you have to pay the price.
当摩西带领以色列人出埃及的时候，当他们在红海的前面的时候
，When Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt facing the Red Sea，
后面有埃及的追兵的时候
，When there were the soldiers of the Egyptian soldiers chasing after them，
摩西叫以色列人就是你们不要动，不要作声，看耶和华今天在你们身上所要行的救恩。
So Jesus, Moses told the Israelites, don't move, just wait and see how God is going to show you his miracles.
不要做任何的事情，不要出任何的声音。
You do not need to do anything, do not make any sound.
因为这个完全是神的拯救。
Because this is God, only God's salvation.
但是当以色列人要进入迦南地的时候，
But when the Israelites were going to enter Canaan,
他们不可以坐在那里，
They cannot sit there.
他们要围绕这一个耶利哥城，
They have to encircle the walls of the city Jericho.
他们不可以不出声，
They cannot not make sound.
而且要他们还要是大声的呼喊，当他们一听到吹角的声音的时候，要大声的呼喊。
And they have to make a great shout when they hear the trumpet.
他们一大声呼喊的时候，城墙就倒塌了。
When they start to shout greatly and the wall fell,
得救是白白的。
To be saved is free.
得胜要付代价。
To be victorious.
一个婴孩刚刚出世的时候，这个婴孩他的生命是白白的。
So when a baby was born, the newborn baby, his life is free.
这个婴孩没有做任何的事情，他就有着一个生命。
He didn't have to do anything, he has a life.
但是如果这个婴孩他要长大的话，他要付代价。
But if the baby wants to grow up, he has to pay the price.
他要学习怎么样吃东西，怎么样喝东西。
It is to learn how to eat, how to drink.
要学习怎么样穿衣服，怎么样穿鞋。
And how to put on their clothes, how to put on the shoes.
学习怎么样走路，学习怎么样做各种各样的事情。
Learn how to walk, how to do many kinds of things.
要付代价。
They have to pay price.
我们基督徒也是。
So are as Christians.
每一个真正的基督徒已经有基督的生命。
Every true Christian has life of Christ.
但是不是每一个基督徒都是得胜的。
But not all Christians are victorious.
得胜要付代价。
Where, to be victorious, you pay the price.
好了，讲到他们这一些信心伟人之后，他们也就是希伯来书的作者也讲到他们信心的结果。
We talk about, you know, the author of Hebrews talk about the greater faith.They also talk about their consequences, their rewards.
他们有两种的结果。
They have two kinds of consequences.
第一种的结果是在世人的眼中看为好的结果。
The first kind was looked as good on the worldly eyes.
这个就是第十一章第三十三节那里开始讲到的。
This is started as verse 33 of chapter 11.
他们因着信制服了帝国，行了公义，得了应许，堵了狮子的口，灭了烈火的猛士，脱了刀剑的锋刃，软弱变为刚强，征战显出勇敢，打退外邦的全军。
It's on the verse 33 of chapter 11. Who through faith conquered kingdomsadministered justice and gained what was promised, who shut the mouth of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword.
但是信心还有另外一种的结果，就是世人的眼中看为不好的结果。
There's another kind of consequence of faith. Those are looked upon as bad according to worldly eyes.
这个就是三十六章那里说，三十六节那里所讲的。
This is what was speaking of in verse 36.
又有人忍受弃弄、鞭打、捆锁、监禁、各等的磨练，被石头打死，被锯死，受试探，被刀杀，披着绵羊、山羊的皮，各处奔逃，受穷乏、患难、苦害。在旷野、山岭、山洞、地月漂流无定，本是世界不配有的人。
Verse 36, some faced the jeers and the flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned, they were sawed in two, they were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated.
所以当我们对神有信心的时候，会有这两种的结果。
So when we have faith in God, we have these two kinds of consequences.
所以这里教导我们的就是信心的结果并不决定信心的价值。
This tells us the consequence of faith does not determine the value of the faith.
这两种的结果，神都称赞他们的信心。
These two kinds of consequences are praised by God.
在跑这个信仰的道路上面，我们第二种的角度是内望。
So the second perspective on the heavenly journey is look inside.
当我们内望的时候，会有两件的事情。
When we look inside, two things will happen.
就是我们要放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
We want to put aside all kinds of weights and get rid of all the sins that so easily ensnare us.
当我们看见我们身边有这么多的见证人之后，
When we see that so many witnesses around us,
我们就看看我们自己怎么样。
Then we look at how are we ourselves.
有什么各样的重担？
What kind of weights we have?
重担不是十字架。
So weights are not the cross.
重担是我们自己加给自己，或者世界加给我们的一些的包袱。
So these are the packages we add to ourselves or the world put on us.
十字架是神给我们的。
Cross is given us by God.
十字架就是我们为着要遵行神的旨意而要付的代价，那个就是我们的十字架。
So cross is the price we have to pay to be obedient to God's will. That is the cross.
我们要放下重担。
We have to put aside the weight.
背起十字架。
And take upon the cross.
不是背起重担。
Is not to take upon the weight.
然后放下十字架。
And then put aside the cross.
有什么重担呢？
What weight do we have?
很多人他们被过去的罪还影响着。
Many of us are still affected by the past sin.
这些的罪神已经在基督里赦免了我们。
God has forgiven our sins in Christ.
但是我们还没有办法赦免我们自己。
But we cannot yet forgive ourselves.
我们觉得我们自己不配。
We don't think we are worthy of it.
我们不配再继续的来侍奉神。
We are unworthy of continue serving God.
因为有一些的罪我们信主之前犯的，有一些的罪是我们信主之后犯的。
Some of the things we committed before were believers. Some we committed afterwards.
我们还不相信神已经是在基督里赦免了我们。
We still do not believe God has already forgiven us in Christ.
我们还不相信约翰一书一章九节神对赦免罪的应许。
We still do not believe in what's written in 1 John verse 9, God's forgiveness of sins.
这个成为我们的重担，不可以很快的和很喜悦的来奔跑这一个天路。
This is the way that prevents us to be joyfully and quickly run the race.
有些的信徒他们可能是在性方面犯的罪。
Some may have committed sins in sex.
他们觉得自己实在是很污秽。
They think they are very filthy.
但是我们在第十一章那里我们看到有妓女拉合的记载。
So we can see the example of the prostitute Rahab in chapter 11.
她虽然是有这一种的过去，但是她因着信还是可以被神所用。
Even though she had such a past, and yet by faith he can be used by God.
在教会的历史上也有很多这样子的例子。
There are many such examples in the church history.
奥古斯丁是很出名，一个还没有信主之前是生活很放荡的一个人。
We know that Augustine, who is very famous, he lived a very lascivious life.
但是他悔改了。
But he repented.
他被神大大的使用。
He was used greatly by God.
到今天还在影响着我们。
Even today, it still influences us.
还有什么重担呢？
What other ways?
很多人他们的家里很就是他们觉得我们要将我们的家里弄得很整洁很干净。
Someone thinks we need to keep our home very clean.
好像我们旁边邻座的还没有信主的他们的家一样这么干净一样这么整洁。
Just like the homes of those who are neighbors who are unbelievers same claim.
但是呢，如果我们一天有两个小时来打扫我们的房子，却没有二十分钟来读圣经的话。
But if we have 2 hours every day to clean our house, and yet we do not spend 20 minutes to read the Bible.
这一个很干净的屋子也可以成为我们的一个重担。
This clean house can be a weight for us.
然后这里讲我们要脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
Here says that we ought to lose those sins that easily ensnared us.
这里讲到这个罪是单数。
Here the sin is singular.
所以它是不是指各种各样的罪。
This is not all kinds of sins.
它是指到某一种的罪。
This is a certain kind of sin.
什么罪呢？
What sin?
如果我们在看第十一章的时候，在看这里的时候，我们知道这个罪就是不信的罪，或者是小信的罪。
So if we read chapter 11, then we read chapter 12. This sin means the sin of unbelieving or small faith.
信的就是人类的罪开始的时候，由亚当夏娃开始。他们的这个罪的开始就是从一个不信或者是小信对神的话小信开始。
So the beginning of the sin from Adam and Eve from their unbelieving and also because they have small faith toward God's words.
不信是一个罪，小信也是一个罪。
Unbelieving is a sin and small faith is also a sin.
所以耶稣他责备他的门徒，当他的门徒是小信的时候，耶稣就责备他们。
That's why when Jesus chastened his disciples, called them men of little faith.
第三种的角度，我们就要前望。
So the third perspective is look ahead.
这里讲到就是我们要存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
Here we need to endure to run the race that's set before us.
我们要忍耐，因为这个不是一个一百米的赛跑。
We ought to endure because this is not a 100-yard dash.
这个是一个我们的信仰的这一个的这个赛程是一个马拉松。
So the faith, the journey, the race of our faith is a marathon.
我们还没有跑完。
We have not yet finished.
当跑的路我们还没有跑完。
We have not finished the race we ought to run.
所以我们要存心忍耐。
So we need to be persevering.
奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
Run the race that's put before us.
在原文里面。
In the original words.
第一、第二节只有一个主要的动词，就是奔。
So the, in the first two verses, there's only one main verb, is run.
奔这个字跟跑不一样。
So there's a difference between run and burst.
Yes.
There's a difference between
跑可以分为快跑慢跑。
So run, we can run fast or we can run slow.
如果去到外面我走几圈，这个也叫做跑步。
If I go out, I just walk a few turns, that's run.
但是这个不叫奔。
But this is not the burst.
奔一定是快跑。
So it has to run fast to burn.
而且奔一定是要有一个目标的。
So when you burst, you toward an aim.
向着目标直奔。
So you run right into your aim.
而且奔一定是尽心竭力的。
So it's always you do with all your might, all your power.
所以我们不是走天路，我们是奔天路。
So we do not walk the heavenly journey, we run the heavenly journey.
奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
Run the race that's put before us.
路程这个字在新约另外五处的地方有不同的翻译。
There are different five different translations of the journey.
在两处的地方，这个路程是翻译作仗，打仗的那个仗。
So the in two places is translated as the war.
那美好的仗我已经打过了。
A fight of good war.
那就是我们要为。我们要打真理的仗。
We have to fight the fight of truth, the war of truth.
另外两处呢是翻译作征战。
The other two places is struggle.
Warring, battle.
Battles. That's the word battles.
另外一处呢是翻译成就是我们要尽心竭力。
The other place is translate what to do with all our might, all our power.
所以就是奔在我们前面的路程的时候，这个呢其实是一个征战，是一个打仗。
So when we run the race that set before us, actually we are fighting a war, we're fighting a battle.
其实我们跑得怎么样的话呢，这个成败的结果不单只是影响我们自己。
So how we run the race, the results not just affect ourselves.
我们跑得好不好，这个是牵涉到神的荣耀。
Whether we run good or not, it involves God's glory.
就是好像就是约伯他受的这个试炼的话，他通不通过这个试炼不单只是他个人的事情。
So just like Job, when he faced all the trials, whether he can endure the trials is not just only for himself.
这个是关乎神的荣耀的事情。
It involves God's glory.
是关乎到我们的仇敌可不可以在神的面前夸胜的问题。
So it involves whether our enemies can brag about in front of God.
在这四种角度里面，最重要的是第四个。
So the, of the four perspectives, the most important is number four.
我们要仰望。
We look up.
仰望那为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
So we look up and fix our eyes on the Christ who is the creator and the perfecter of our faith.
耶稣是我们信仰蔡城的这个目标。
So Jesus is the aim of our race faith.
他也是我们信仰蔡城的起点。
He's also the beginning of the race we're going to run.
我们什么时候第一次用信心的眼光仰望耶稣的时候，这个就是我们得救的时候。
When we first look upon Jesus with our faith, is the time we were saved.
我们所以就是基督徒的三个最重要的品德，信望爱，信心就是仰望耶稣。
So the most important three virtues is the faithand hope and love. Faith is fix your eyes upon Jesus.
盼望就是基督在我们的心里，我们就有盼望。
When Jesus is in our heart, then we have hope.
爱呢，就是当我们可以活出基督的话，我们就有爱。
When we can live out Christ, then we have love.
所以我们这个信仰蔡城的内容，它的起点，它的终点，它的根基都是基督。
So you can see the race of our faith, the beginning and the aim and the foundation is so on Christ.
这里讲到耶稣，他因为摆在他面前的喜乐，就轻看羞辱。
Here it says that because Jesus looked at the joy that was put before him, he despised shame.
他在上十字架之前，他所看到的不是十字架的苦难，而是十字架苦难之后的那个喜乐。
When he went onto the cross, he did not see the shame of the cross, but he saw was the glory that comes afterward.
这个叫做信心。
This is faith.
他看到还没有发生的事情。
He can see things and has not yet happened.
但是在他信心的里面，已经成为一个现实。
But it's already become a reality in his faith.
他因着有这一个的信心，就可以忍受这个羞辱。
Because he has such a faith, therefore he can endure the shame.
然后他现在是坐在神的右边。
Now he's sitting at the right hand of God.
右边是一个蒙悦纳的位置。
So the right side.Is a site of acceptance.
也是一个掌权的位置。
It's also a position of power.
在希伯来书也是一个为我们代祷的一个位置。
In the book of Hebrews, it is also a place for make supplication for us.
所以我们讨这一个信心的菜程的时候，我们可以需要仰望耶稣，因为他是我们的榜样，他也在上面为我们代求。
So when we run the race of faith, we ought to look upon Jesus because he is our example and he is also praying for us.
所以当我们在跑这一段路的时候，如果我们觉得疲倦的时候，我们就要仰望耶稣。
So when we get tired or become worried in our race, we ought to look upon Jesus.
十二章第三节那里说，那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
So in verse 3 of chapter 12, it says, consider him who endures such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.
什么时候我们跑累了？
Whenever we get tired.
这里给我们的这个 solution 就是我们要思想耶稣。
So this gives us a solution is to think of Jesus.
因为他是我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Because he is the author and the perfecter of our faith.
所以这里这一段经文给我们讲了四种的角度。
So here the passage gives us four perspectives.
这里没有提到向下望。
This didn't tell us to look down.
也没有提到要向后望。
Didn't talk about look back.
我们要忘记背后。
We need to forget what's behind.
忘记背后，为着要努力面前。
To forget what's behind, so that we can run forward.
当我们再看这四种角度的时候，我们可以看到，就是环望的时候，我们是看。就是过去神在我们当中身边所摆的这些榜样，这些见证人。
So when we look around, we look all the witnesses that God has placed surrounded us.
当我们内望的时候，是我们看我们现在的境况，有什么拦阻我们继续的跑这一个的天路。
When we look inside, we look at ourselves now.What are hindering us from running the race?
当我们前往的时候，我们是看我们的将来，就是神给我们每一个人的意向是什么，我们怎么样在这个世界上为他而跑。
So to look ahead is to look at the future, what God has given each one of us a vision, and how can we run for him?
仰望就是看永恒，因为在那里有神在耶稣基督的旁边，耶稣基督为我们代求。
Look up is to look at eternity because there is Jesus who is there supplicating for us.
让我们一起做一个祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你将你的话赐下。
We thank you for giving us your word.
让我们在跑这个天路的时候。
So that as we run this heavenly journey,
我们不是没有方向的。
We are not aimless.
耶稣就是我们的方向。
Jesus is our aim.
耶稣就是我们的目标。
Jesus is our target.
耶稣也是我们跑这个赛事的这一个的动力。
Jesus is also the motivation for our running.
我们当中可能有一些人已经跑累了。
Many of us may have become tired.
或者有一些人已经跌倒，但是还没有站起来。
Some may have fall and yet to stand up.
求神你就是来激励我们。
May God, you stir us up.
让我们的信心是摆在耶稣那里。
So that we may put our faith in Jesus.
让我们可以奔那摆在我们前面的路程。
So that we may run the faith that's set before us.
仰望为我们创始成终的耶稣。
Fix our eyes upon Jesus, who is the creator and perfecter of
us. 让我们为着你的荣耀来跑这一个天路。
So that we may run for your glory and run this race.
帮助我们，我们在哪里跌倒，就在哪里重新的站起来，继续的跑。
Help us. Wherever we fall, we shall stand up right there and run.
感谢你听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名来求。
We thank you for hearing our prayer. We pray in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.